So around like 13 or 14% of American adults have student loans, because you have to keep in mind that there are only about 20 or so percent of American adults who have bachelor degrees above the age of 25. So it's a fairly small population, but it is also a population that spends a lot of money, that contributes quite a bit to the economy. And that was one of the arguments that many proponents of this policy had been making all along, the economic benefit of lifting some of the debt burden off of this population.
Yeah, and what does this student loan debt look like for the average American who has it?
So on average, most people have roughly like $25,000 or so. It's the borrowers you tend to hear the most, especially on Twitter, are the ones who have six figures. And that's only 8% of the portfolio. And those tend to be folks who have professional degrees and who also have law degrees and who are doctors and such. But they are kind of the outliers. They're not representative of the majority of the portfolio. It's an interesting mix. You know, there was a lot of discussion about high income earners and how they shouldn't be getting a lot of the benefit. But the portfolio is a lot more diverse than that. There are people who went to college for a year, dropped out, and as a result still have the debt. There are people who went to trade schools. There are people who went to career colleges. There are like beauty schools and such. There are low-income people, middle-income people. And as much of the discussion really focused in on these high-income people, a lot of the data has shown that really wealthy people are not using the federal student loan system to pay for their children's education. If they are going to do lending, they'll do home equity lines and such, but not usually the federal system. So when Biden said that he was really trying to address the needs of low and middle income people, the data seems to back him up in terms of who is borrowing for college through the federal government.
Yeah, and Danielle, I know you've brought your reporting here before about the ripple effects of carrying this kind of debt on the trajectory of people's lives, and then also just the inequities and how it plays out when we are looking at different demographic groups.